Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful episode of Tim's and Stilettos. Ow, ow, ow.
Okay.
I'm your favorite girl, Davina.
And I'm the Tim's and a Stiletto.
Okay. He doesn't have a name anymore, y'all. He's Tim's.
Just be winging it.
He's going to be walking down the street and somebody's going to be like, yo, Tim's.
What's up?
Tim's. Like,
That's nice. I like that, though. That sounds cool. No? You don't like that?
No. I just think it's weird.
They be messing up my name, though.
Oh, that's true.
I think Tim's is better than what they be calling me.
That's... We adding letters to your name.
Word. I was trying to tell you.
Well, here we are for another episode of this show. We are actually on the count. I don't want to say countdown because that makes it sound good. We are on the downhill to season finale.
That's right. The season ends in about 2-3 months.
No, boo. The season ends next month.
Where we at?
We're in April.
No, wouldn't it be?
We always end around Memorial Day.
That's what I'm saying. 2 months. May? Yeah, end of May, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm here, y'all. I'm back in the building. I'm back. I came back from the cloud.
Welcome
I was on.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Well, I'm back, y'all. Okay. How y'all doing? All right. Oh, my goodness.
So, it's my week to pick a topic.
That's right.
And, of course, I don't have one.
We always go through this the time.
I think all my topics should just be the kitchen sink because we just end up talking about any and everything with my topics. I think we should keep it a little light because last week, 2 weeks ago, was a little heavy. And then from that, never mind. Okay.
Wait, where was that going?
Like... with my personal stuff. Oh, okay. So yeah, no, we're not gonna go there. But first, did you see the article, video, I'm not sure, both are floating around, of the young lady who is the OnlyFans star and she stabbed her boyfriend to death but didn't get arrested?
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. And OnlyFans cast member, I don't know what they're called. She's on OnlyFans.
Okay.
And she had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they had a very toxic relationship. She stabbed him. He died. She got sent to a mental hospital, but there are no pending charges on her for murder.
OnlyFans model accused of stabbing boyfriend to death. I only date rich black men. That's what the headline say.
So, rich black men, y'all better watch out because she coming for you next.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that happened in real life. Yeah.
Wow. She said, I'm just reading this quick article. This is from TMZ. TMZ said, the Instagram model covered in blood after her boyfriend stabbed and proudly talked about needing to be in control of her relationships and only dating rich black men just before he was killed.
Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, she is not a person of color.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm just saying that because, and I hate to do this because I'm so tired of race talk, but if that was the other way around.
Oh, no, he would have got his ass
whooped. He would have got beat up.
Yep.
And he would be in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. Without no question.
Yeah. I mean, they might have put him in a psych ward in the jail.
No, they would have beat him down, throw him in jail.
And that would have been that. No bail, no nothing. Just good night. You're done.
Well, we all know. We already know that, you know, color has a lot to do with a lot of things happening out in this world.
And
as hate and as bad as we all don't want to hear or
I hate it.
Admit it. The color you have an influence on how things go your way and how things don't go your way. And also, not only is color, but who you know. Also helps out too. You know, if you know somebody of, you know, a different race and they have some influence, they can help you out.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you like the majority of us will just make it happen on our own.
True, but I'm gonna say this to men and women. especially if you are in an interracial relationship. If it's toxic, get out. Get out, because these are the type of stories that you hear. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it could have been prevented, but it could have been prevented.
No, of course.
You know, if y'all arguing every day, like the neighbors in this woman's building, because I think this happened in Miami. I'm almost positive it was Miami, because I want to say I saw Dade County. We're saying like they were always arguing. The police were always coming to the apartment. Why would you move in with this girl if y'all always arguing and fighting? That's crazy. See, that's why I live by myself. And I don't want to. I'm going to take it back to.
You don't want to cohabitate?
No, I'm going to take it back to the episode we did a couple weeks ago where we can be together.
But live in separate houses?
Yes, because I'm not going to.
Ain't nobody messing with you with that bullshit. Nobody going to do that shit. Cut it out.
Listen, I done been in some horrible relationships. I'm not going to do it anymore, but I've been in some horrible relationships, but I'm not. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So why are we on toxic relationships? Sunday, I was working.
Got a toxic text?
No. I was working and, I ended up turning on Betty Broderick's story. Yeah. So Betty Broderick is, this happened years ago, because the mother who, did you ever watch Silver Spoons?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I used to watch Silver Spoons, and the mother of it was the star of the movie, mm-hmm. and she's old. Right. She was old in the movie. But it was based on a true story where this woman was married to this man, and they met in college. Mm-hmm. She supported him going to medical school. He graduated from medical school and was like, you know what? I want to be a lawyer. So then he goes to law school. She's like, go, babe, go. He becomes this amazing, wealthy attorney. And something happens in their relationship and they get a divorce. Mm-hmm. She turns crazy. Like in the movie, and this was based on a true event.
Is this that Tyler Perry movie?
No. This is not. No. This isn't Ashtray Bitch. This is not that movie. This isn't that
not
movie.
Not that one. The one with.
Acrimony? No, it's not Acrimony.
Yeah, because she went crazy in Acrimony.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how they got on the boat, but we're going to talk about that later. So she, in Betty Broderick's story, she got pissed off at him after he moved out of the house and literally took her car and rammed it into his front porch. And he ended up meeting someone else, dating her, marrying her. Homegirl wanted him to put on a bulletproof vest. They had a family friend go sit with the ex-wife to make sure she didn't come to the wedding and do something crazy. So fast forward. I mean, it's toxic all through. She's putting the kids against the new wife and saying your dad isn't going to love you anymore because he's going to have a new family with this young wife and blah, 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 blah. He started fining her. He was paying her $16,000 a month in alimony because he got custody of the kids. So in just alimony, she was getting 16 G's a month.
Just to leave me alone.
Just to leave him alone. And she would call and leave like, because this is when it was answering machines. Like, you, where's you and your heifer and your bitch? And this, so he was finding her like, every time you call here leaving these messages, I'm deducting $1,000 from your alimony. At one point, she did it so much in a month, she was in the hole like $5,300. Yeah, that's how much she was bothering these people. So she ended up killing them. She stole the oldest daughter's house, keys to her ex-husband's house, drove over there with a gun, walked up in the master bedroom, wife and husband in the bed sleep. She shot the wife. The wife dies instantly, shoots the husband. The husband tries to pick up the phone. She snatches the phone out of the wall. So he can't call 911 and live. He ends up dying because his lungs filled up with blood. That just sounds like a horrific death.
Yeah, you're choking on your own blood.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So then the police were like, well, why did you do it? She was like, I don't know. It was either them or me. And then I was going to kill myself, but I didn't have any more bullets. So you went over there with only 2 bullets, ma'am. Yeah. So then I fell into a rabbit hole. Well, where is she now? And what's happening? Did she die? And where are the kids? And she's still in prison. Her parole has been denied like twice already. Because one thing I didn't know, when you go up for parole and you're denied, you have to wait years
before you go up to parole.
Before you go again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, let's try again next month or next year. No. It's like years. Like
3 or 4 years maybe.
Damn. This woman is like in her 70s or 80s now. And you still like just move. And she had a man. She left her man in her house with her son to go kill ex-husband and new wife. Toxic relationships.
That's not toxic. That's psychotic.
Well, I mean, at one point it was just toxic, and then it turned into the psychosis.
But once she ran the car into the house, that was psychotic.
Well, he took out restraining orders. She was like, fuck you and these restraining orders.
See, I would have had to move to a whole nother state. I couldn't be in the same state as her, because if she could find me that easily. Yeah.
Well, they had kids together.
But
so.
Still, I would move to another state. She would have to drive at least 6 hours before she tried. And by the time she'd get there, hopefully she thought about the drive. And she'd be like, no, why am I driving all the way over here?
She went all the way over to this man's house to kill him in the middle of the night. All
right, but she ain't drive that far. Obviously.
No, I'm going to say maybe 45 minutes or so, yeah. Under an hour.
If he was 6 to 8 hours away, he would have been still alive.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You gotta move away from toxic people. Toxic people, you never know what's going on in their mind.
That's true.
People want to control. So there's some people that want to control every part aspect of a relationship. But what you don't understand is in relationships, you can't control it. It's going to either go with the flow or it's either going to go the wrong way.
Yeah, I.
When you try to control it, it doesn't go in your best. It doesn't go in your way. Shit.
Uh oh. Be careful. What happened?
Oh, I forgot to feed the meter.
Oh.
Automatically.
Oh. Oh my God! What happened?
My bad.
So let's dive into this.
Okay.
At what point you're dating at any phase? I'm not going to say dating, because dating you could just be like, you know what? Screw you. I'm out. Mm-hmm. You're in a relationship. Okay. She's shown no signs of crazy. For, I don't know, for you, I'm going to say 2 years.
There's always a sign of crazy.
But it's not that big of a sign. It's not like a, what in the hell did I sign up for? So she gets to the point where she's about to ram her car into your driveway.
Man, listen.
Excuse me, into your porch. At what sign are you like, you know what? I'm out. At what sign do you do that?
At what sign do I mm-hmm. realize that I'm out?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be something that's major, because you can't tell little things. Like sometimes you look at see small flat signs mm-hmm. and you be like, oh, she's just tripping out. She's just upset right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when a knife get pulled, you know what? You know what? I can't even say that. My daughter mom did that to me before. She pulled a knife on me. I told her, I'm from Brooklyn. I ain't scared of no fucking knife. You better get a gun.
I mean, a knife can kill you too, though.
It's okay, but I ain't scared of a knife. I can get cuts, but I can knock you the fuck out if you cut me.
If she stab you in the right place, you're not going to be on this side of the earth no more.
I'll still knock you the fuck out.
That would make you hit a woman?
Nope.
So how you going to knock her out if you don't hit her?
If she sliced me.
That's what I'm saying. So that would make you hit a woman?
Honestly, no, I still wouldn't hit her. I can't. Listen, I never see a reason for a man to hit a woman, but there's some instances where women do deserve to get hit. I think the most disrespectfulest thing you could ever do to a man, you deserve to get like slapped for, is spitting in a man's face.
Oh, anybody can get it if you spit on me.
I really think that if you spit in a man's face, you deserve to get slapped. The taste deserves to be slapped out of your mouth, because that's the most disrespectful thing in the world.
That is the absolute most disrespectful thing.
And people do that with no care in the world.
Correct. Just like during COVID, when these particular group of people mm-hmm. would go around, oh, why are you wearing a mask? And, you know, do the coughing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like spitting on someone during a pandemic where I can catch it from what you're doing. I will knock you clean out.
Yeah, you
deserve, I will knock you clean out.
You definitely deserve to get knocked out if that happens.
So she would have. So is knife when you're like, you know what? I ain't dealing with this foolishness.
I mean, some people like that toxic shit. It turns them on.
Right, but we talking about you.
Oh, no, I don't like that toxic shit.
So what would you, when is your, I'm out?
For me, it's simple. Like, for me, my I'm out was one time I got into an argument with my little mom and she had my stuff packed in a bag. And I was like, oh, really? I'm out.
Okay.
And if you took the time to pack my stuff in a bag, oh, well, I can leave.
Well, at least you put it in a bag and didn't do like the other women who just throw it on the front lawn.
Still, even if we have an argument that you don't like, you don't pack my bags. That means you sat there, you took time to think about it. You really thought about, I don't want you here no more. So yes,
not necessarily. Have I ever packed a bag? Probably. It could just be, I've amped myself. You remember Waiting to Exhale, Angela Bassett's character, when she was like, this motherfucker, it's like, God, hell, I was the secretary for 15 years. Get your, like, if you, women really have those breaks where they can literally sit there and we can make ourselves more angry. Mm-hmm. Because, and it's not like men are like, oh, I'm gonna walk away because I'm not gonna. It's just sometimes we don't feel heard. Like I always say when I'm dating someone, do not walk away from me
when you talk
while I am speaking.
Why?
Because that will send me on a rage. Because I take it as a form of disrespect.
Okay.
I take it as what I am saying is not important enough for you to listen to. After I say what I say, if you want to be like, you know what? I need to go calm down. I'm out. Fine.
Right.
But don't just be like, man, fuck you and walk out. I'm getting mad just thinking about it. You got somebody that just did it to me. But that will legitimately piss me off. Do not do that.
Okay, so don't walk away from you while you're talking.
Do not walk away from me while I'm talking.
Okay.
Don't do it.
One thing that pisses me off, I would have to say, if I ask you what something's wrong, you tell me nothing's wrong, and then you come back to me and say, oh, I find it funny how, well, that's your business, because I asked you already, you ain't telling me.
So, and you say that often.
Don't
so
come
based
to me
on
about
that, it. I have now, at any point, if I'm upset and a male is like, what's wrong? If I don't want to talk about it right then, based on that, I'm like, give me a second.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it in a minute.
Exactly.
We'll talk about it later. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm at a 10. And I'm learning how to not say things in anger.
Exactly. That's the most
so
important thing.
So let me be able to speak in a...
Adult way. There's nothing wrong with telling somebody you're still mad at them and we'll talk later because you don't want to talk right now. At least the man has that in his head, like, well, she's still upset about something, so we're going to have to talk about something later on. So he can kill himself and think about all the things he did wrong and what he did to piss her off, because now he's like, oh,
we
still got to talk about something.
Because sometimes y'all tell on yourself to be like, oh, well, was it this?
Yep.
You know what, nigga? No, it wasn't, but now it is that.
See, you know, first of all, fellas, don't start adding.
Well, I'm not gonna call you a nigga, but
don't start,
you know,
naming stuff. Like, just wait till she brings it up. You start naming stuff, you just add it to
you
the list.
Add fuel to that fire. Let me
listen. Men are very good. Men are very good at that. Men are very good at adding fire to the flame.
Yeah.
Or adding gasoline to the flame.
Adding fuel.
Adding it. So if you don't know what she's mad about, let her come and tell you. Like, don't guess. Like, don't play the guessing game. Because if you start naming stuff, she'll be like, I didn't even know nothing. What?
Be like, you did that? That was you? I knew it.
Yep. You just make yourself.
So now we're going to talk about why I'm pissed. And now we're going to add to that list of what you didn't say. Mm-hmm. Because... And so now that maybe 10-minute conversation for me to get it out is now 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you right now, if we have to have a 3-hour conversation about something, I'm falling asleep on you right in between the whole thing. I'm telling you right now, I listen, get to the point, because if it's going too long, I'm going to start nodding. I'm like this.
And see, that's going to make me want to fight.
Hey, listen, fight me, but at least I'll be up for the fight.
That's going to make me want to fight you.
No, but listen, ladies, when you're upset with your man, you got to get to the point. Because all that dodging around and sugar trying to make it so he can understand, just say what it is. Nigga, you left the toilet seat up and my booty cheeks touched the water. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what it is.
Oh,
I'm
no,
just saying.
We fighting right then and there. That ain't no I'm calming down, because that's probably a middle of the night pee. And now I'm fully awake when I know where the restroom is, so I can like sleepwalk to the restroom and not fully wake up. But if I fall in the toilet, that means I am fully awake now. And now it's about to take me 6 hours to go back to sleep. So now we about to talk about this right then and there.
I was just an example.
Nah, we about to fight.
But still, just get to the point. Like, sometimes y'all like to drag the conversation on and just tell us what's wrong. Just to listen.
So you would rather like me to just be like,
I don't like the fact that when we came to get you at work, how you hugged a coworker or how you, I mean, like,
who arguing over that?
I'm just saying, some people argue over the dumbest things. I'm just saying, just to give something to say, I don't like the way y'all said goodbye. It was just a little bit too friendly for me. You know, some people don't like their man that's being too friendly with another woman.
I think I just said bitch. I didn't mean to say bitch. I meant to say that's a bit extreme. I mean, he should know that if I'm coming and get you, Negro, you need to pretend.
No. It should always be the same as you always do, because you don't want to pretend when you're not doing nothing wrong. If you do, if this is something that
But it shouldn't be something wrong.
That's what I'm saying. But my thing is this. If you change up of how you are around people because your girlfriend's around, it's always going to make things look worse, because now you're being fake and phony and you're doing this just so your girl's around. Like, I just think that you got to have trust. You got to trust your man. If you don't trust your man at work, we're around other females, then...
Oh, I trust him. Like,
don't let him be your man. Just let him be a friend.
I trust him because you going to lose all of this.
All of this good stuff right here. All of this loving.
Mm-hmm. Listen, let me tell you something. This is off topic, but it's on topic. But it's not on topic. My air fryer, God bless the person who invented that. I done made french fries.
French fries?
I done made some chicken wings. I done made some salmon. I done made my steak. Praise Jesus. I done put some fresh green beans. Nope. That's not a word. Beans in it. Oh, my goodness. Parmesan.
There's a whole air fryer community on Facebook.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll send you a minute. I'll send you an invite. They tell you recipes and all types of stuff.
I follow the hashtag on TikTok. But they are, then I bought some hash browns. Mm-hmm. Not your nasty turkey bacon, regular bacon.
Don't be rude to turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon
has nothing to do with you. It didn't do anything to you.
It was invented.
First of all, it's for us people that don't like that swine greasy stuff that sits in your stomach for 6 hours.
Not necessarily, because I drink water, so I flush it out.
Don't matter. You're flushing out what you had earlier, that bacon sitting in, trying to digest.
Not in the air fryer.
But then you contaminate your air fryer with all that pork grease all over the place. Even if
I eat pork. It's fine. So anyways,
if you eat pork, don't come next to me.
Well, that would be the end of Tim's and Stilettos from here on out. I put the hash browns in it, and then I put the bacon around it, let it cook for like 13
minutes. So you had the
hash
browns soaking in the bacon grease.
No, around. So like I bought the air fryer liners. Mm-hmm. So I put the hash browns on that. Mm-hmm. And then the bacon is literally around that to cook.
Okay.
And then let that cook for like 13 to 15 minutes. Then crack two eggs and put it on top of the hash browns because I like my eggs a little runny.
Yeah, of course. And then like some good yolk running down.
That's nasty. I just thought of something else.
What?
Never mind. I just had a nasty moment.
Wait a minute. What the hell is...
And then take it out because I let the egg cook for maybe 2.5-3 minutes.
This is a recipe episode. We're going into recipes. So
good. With a mimosa.
With a mimosa. It was a Sunday you did this?
Why does it matter what day it is?
Was it brunch or brunch time?
It was. No, actually, I did that for dinner.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I did that for dinner. Breakfast for dinner is amazing.
I'm trying to tell you. Ain't nothing like a big steak omelet.
Oh, my God. I don't steak defrosted. Damn it.
Right to IHOP, anyways. Big steak omelet. Extra side of hash brown.
Anyways, okay. So back to toxic relationships.
Okay. Have you ever been in one?
Hell yeah. I just did a TikTok. It was like, the premise of it, I can't remember the exact words, but it was like, how many of us have fallen in love with somebody we should only banged once?
Well, why is it like that? Why do y'all feel like that?
It's men and women have done this.
I know, I'm just saying, but why do y'all feel like that?
That we fell in love with somebody we should only, because the shit wasn't supposed to happen. Okay. Like, it's, you can become, I don't know what it is for the vagine, but what's the equivalent to digmatized for dudes?
Never been it, so I don't know.
Pussy whipped. Okay, that's the word we're going with. All right.
Wait, hold on. Like Pop said, I whips pussy.
Anyways. Okay, zoom in on my face. Okay. You get that way where it's like, it's almost the same as people who their one night stands turn into their spouse.
That happens rarely.
But it happens.
It does happen.
Just like somebody I should have only banged once is my man for like a year. It's like, what?
I just kept banging.
And then that banging turned into dates. Like, come on, let's go out. And then it's like, oh, you my boo. You my boo. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just calling you my boo when you on top of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you my girl.
Wait, when did this happen?
What happened? Yeah, I just woke up your girlfriend.
That's what happens when you don't talk about things and y'all just flow with the sex. That's what happens when you have a sex relationship. When it just sex and then it turns into a relationship.
Well, I still should only bang them once, maybe twice.
Three times on a drunk night.
Five times. We gonna go with five. Okay. You know, because sometimes you get them lonely nights where it's like, what you doing?
When it's cold outside.
Man.
And you're feeling lonely.
Sometimes it be hot outside and I still get the same feeling. But when it's hot outside, when we're done, get the hell up off of me. I don't need to stay warm.
Better turn the AC on, damn it. Shit, I'm going to tell you right now, when it's hot, ain't nothing going down. I can't perform when it's hot. I'm aggravated.
Nope.
I don't want to have sex when it's too hot. If the room don't have no AC, I don't want
to
do it.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
It's fine. I didn't.
It's just being honest.
I'm sure there are some women who are taking notes, but she, me, her, we, and us are not one of them. Okay?
I'm just saying. It's just hot. I don't know how people can have hot, sweaty sex in the heat.
You know what? I can't even front.
I can't do that. Lord, forgive me.
I have had a couple of sessions where, and I'm not that person who likes someone to like, don't sweat on me, but there I have had a couple of sessions where I didn't mind, or it was like, give me a high five, because it was so good. Like, god dang, like, that's probably the person that turned into my boyfriend that was only supposed to bang me one time. But
that was my mistake, boyfriend.
Man,
damn.
Like, damn. That's what we got. Like, jeez. But
you know what they say?
What?
Niggas that need a place to live will fuck you good.
No, you going home. Because if you need a place to live, that means you don't have no job. And if you don't have no job, you can't contribute to no bills. No,
nah, it's not that. It's that somebody might have somewhere to live, but they, you know, they come to your spot, see your spot, and like, oh, I can make a place here. You know what I mean?
Pass.
Listen, you know, just saying.
So, let me segue into this real quick. So, I was looking at apartments in other cities. And, like, a lot of the apartments I've been looking at, they have these beautiful pools and rooftop bars and pools and lounge areas and clubhouses and, like, all these amenities. And I showed them to Byron at my job. And he was like, don't bring no niggas to your house because they gonna want to move in. I was like, you know what? You got a point. You got a point. So he was like, no, you always got to meet somebody out. Even if they're taking you on a date, meet them out. Yep. They cannot come to your apartment building. Mm-hmm. Don't tell them where you live. Nothing. Because the first time one of them come to your house, right along the lines of what you said, mm-hmm. they may have a place to stay, but they're going to see your stuff and want to move in. I was like, you right. Okay, got it. So it has been confirmed with what you just said. You will not be coming to my house when I leave.
It's like them TikToks. I be seeing the ones where they be like, girl, he in the shower, but the Wi-Fi jumping, this nigga bad off his shit.
It ain't on the floor. He got carpet. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh shit.
Yeah. So that's what is happening. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to make these arrangements.
So, but back to toxic relationships and the toxicity mm-hmm. of it. I can honestly say I've never been in a toxic. Well, you know what? Let me not say that. I've been in a toxic relationship. Well, I probably didn't realize it was toxic. But I just, you know, when you get older, you realize that verbal abuse is a toxic relationship. Trying to be controlled is a toxic relationship. Just constantly arguing and fighting is toxic.
Yes.
It shouldn't be always constant and arguing, talking. That's very toxic. Mm-hmm. Y'all should be able to have a conversation as adults and work things out without it escalating to... Davina, you have a question?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. Davina raised her hand, guys.
Okay. All right. So, damn, I forgot my question.
All right. We'll come back to you.
Yeah. Come back.
So you raised...
Oh, no. I remember. No, I remember.
You raised your hand.
I remember.
You made the class wait, and you wasn't ready, so now you get skipped.
No. I remember. So, how do you handle with what you just said as far as the argument goes? I'm about to choke up my own spit. I'm about to die.
Take a sip.
What do you do when it really is?
Because it's so dark.
Can't you see how?
It's so dark. It's usually lighter than that.
Somebody new made it, and I think he squirted more the strawberry stuff in it.
Pause.
Never.
Okay, so ask your question. What you were saying now?
Okay, so what do you do or how do you handle it if your mate... Mm-hmm. Every time you go to them with a problem, why you always want to argue? And you're like, I'm not arguing. I'm just talking to you.
Well, I would have to say those are men that are deflecting. Mm-hmm. If they throw you off, then it's hard for you to remember what you want to talk about. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's what they call, I forgot what they call it. When you distract somebody from what their intentions are, just so that way you can not talk about what they wanted to talk about and then have it turn to where you have now control of the conversation. So somebody comes to you with a conversation and they automatically jump on you. You don't have the edge no more because you came with something to talk to them about, but now all of a sudden you're defending yourself because you're not saying you want to argue.
Right.
So you forget everything that you wanted to talk about. So now you're trying to just tell him, I'm not arguing. I'm trying to talk to you. And by the time y'all get through that, it's like, you know what? I don't even want to talk.
But then that's how you hold on to stuff.
Right. But it's not purposely done that you hold on to it, but you get thrown off your game. And sometimes as women, you forget something quick because you've been thrown something real quick into a move.
That's true.
So, yeah, some people do that because they know they can just offset what you was about to say by doing that.
Yeah.
But every time two people have a discussion, it's not an argument. It is what it is. It's a conversation.
Correct.
And people need to understand that. Like, we can have a healthy dialogue with disagreements and then not be an argument. Mm-hmm. It could just be we have two different views on something, mm-hmm. but we both come to an understanding of what we both want respectfully from mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
Nothing wrong with that. People need to stop understanding. We argue. No, we're not arguing. We had a discussion that we both didn't come to an understanding about. It wasn't an argument.
You said your piece. I said my piece.
And then we stopped talking. It was nothing else said.
Or you come to a compromise.
Right. So it's either that or that. So
I would prefer to come to a compromise. I'm too old to be sitting there holding grudges.
Yeah. You know.
All right. Get off my side of the bed, nigga.
Yeah, the days.
I mean, Sasha only gave me about this much space on the bed anyway, so I'm used to it. Damn dog. But she was so cute. I didn't feel well yesterday. And it's so fun. I know they say dogs can like read their owners, but when I get like this, I'd be like, Mommy doesn't feel good today. We're not gonna play. And she'll just come like lay right here. And just look at me like, are you okay?
Aww.
And I was laying on my side, and she hates to do this, but she curled up right next to me and just let me snuggle up next to her. Like, my child loves me so much.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yeah. I don't have no fur baby, so I don't know what that's like. When I need somebody to hold, I grab one of my pillows and I say, I missed you today. Thank you for being here when I go home.
You gonna get one with somebody's face on it?
Nope.
Yep. Never mind. Bring that up. But
nope.
Is that weird, y'all, to be an adult and have
a pillow with somebody's face on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird. It's kind of stalkerish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't talk to that person anymore, though. Remember I showed you this picture?
No comment?
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
All right. So what do you do do you think there's a way to fix a toxic relationship, or it just needs to be canceled and just start?
I'm so in love. I haven't bust out a song, and we've been on the air for like half an hour.
I did two already.
The rap DJ, rapper, DJ, rapper. You're the rapper, I'm the DJ.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think a toxic relationship can be fixed. I do believe that you need a impartial party to help with that. Because truthfully, you're never going to see your errors. They're never going to see their errors. So you might need somebody to come in to be like, okay, this is how y'all need to talk to each other.
Okay, let's just throw this scenario out there. Suppose you're in a relationship with somebody, and they're like, all right, you've been with this person for years, and then, you know, they've been, let's go talk to somebody about this.
Mm-hmm.
So you go talk to somebody about it, and your first session with that mediator in the middle,
mm-hmm.
you leave the session, and they're like, he's on your side. We need to have a woman.
Okay.
Okay. But don't you think that like that's something like that's a little weird? Like you ask for a mediated session. You pick the person we have the mediated session with. We talk our gripes out. He tells you what he tells you. He speaks about what's going on, and he points out the flaws and everything else. And at the end of that, all you could take away was he was on your side because he was a man.
Well, I feel like, I'm not going to say everyone, but I think no matter what sex it is, no matter what gender it is, mm-hmm. 50%, they're going to say that.
And he was a pastor, too.
Well, can I be real?
I was just like, so you mean to tell me that the pastor that I've never met before.
Can I be real with mm-hmm. you? A lot of pastors tend to, especially if it's an older pastor, tend to side with the male because they have their ways that a relationship should be run and things like that. So, right. Like that. Okay. Right. I'm the head and my wife is supposed to lead me. I mean, follow me because of blah, 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 blah. So I could see how that could be a conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then y'all go see a woman.
And now he say the woman is on her side?
No.
Okay.
The woman's on your side too. I don't know what you did. You spoke to her before? You met her before somewhere?
Are these people telling her that she's wrong?
Where she's going wrong.
Oh, so she wanted one of those sessions where it was all rag on the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's not good. You need to let it go, let it go, let it go, because that's never going to work. Yeah. Someone who can't see the errors of their ways, mm-hmm. that is an internal problem. Mm-hmm. You need to go talk to someone on your own because no one is to say that you don't have any flaws means you're Jesus.
Jesus had flaws though.
I know, but
he loved too much.
Well, okay. Well,
that was one of his flaws. He was too trusted.
The only person that should be idolized to that standard is God mm-hmm. and Jesus, not a human with my flesh and my flesh and blood of my blood.
Flesh of my flesh. Blood of my blood. Oh my
God. That sound like a DMX. DMX.
Look at that. Oh, shit.
That just hyped me up for real. I'm just saying it.
I think it was that Drake, but I
ain't. Maybe. And this is, again, this is all sugar. There ain't no alcohol in this.
You'll be running a few.
20 minutes.
And we're off. But,
yeah, that person.
Yeah, so like
they just wanted to be like, see, I told you, mm-hmm. it's this, mm-hmm. this, and this.
It's hard to be with people that don't see what they do wrong.
Correct, I agree.
It's also hard to be with somebody who can't take constructive criticism as well, because that's important. Like being able to hear your mate say, "Hey, listen, you know, you didn't, this was wrong. Like, mm-hmm. I don't agree with this way," and not be able to take it as just constructive criticism and not them personally getting on your back. Mm-hmm. I do have a question for the women in the room today, even though it's only you. God damn it, I forgot that fast.
Well, moving on.
I think I got it again. Okay. We're back.
And we are back.
All right. Shit, it is gone again.
What the hell?
Because the two questions just popped in my head at the same time. Okay. The first one was, why is it, I just forgot it that quick.
What the heck?
I'll come back to it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, what was you talking about before that?
Oh, we was talking about criticism.
Taking
criticism in relationships between your man and your girl.
Yes.
Being able to understand when they tell you something that they didn't like and
I think that starts from childhood.
Not taking it personally.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
my question again.
Okay, boom.
So why is it that when a man says something, y'all automatically throw it to yourselves like he's throwing it at you? Like, for instance, he say a woman asks a man to go out and...
A man asks a woman to go out.
Okay. A man and a woman is talking about uh-huh. something and he says something totally different and the woman says, just tell me you don't love me then. I suppose she said, oh, I went to go eat without you.
Well, we could be playing about
that. No. Sometimes y'all be dead ass serious. Don't front, Davina. Y'all be dead. Like, tell me you don't love me without telling me you don't love me. Or tell me you don't care about me without saying you don't care about me.
You went to Chick-fil-A without me, you dirty bastard.
Or not to that effect, but you know when a man is talking and sometimes a woman might say, why you on my back? Why you yelling at me when we could be just talking normally? Why do y'all do that?
Well, I haven't been in a relationship in so long, it's hard to remember. But
starting off the answer with a lie.
I haven't been in a relationship
in
a while.
You still know how to answer.
It could be hormones. It could be I'm working my way down to the crazy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It could be hormones. It mm-hmm. could be we're having a bad day. Mm-hmm. It could be we are just psychotic. It could be if Richard mm-hmm. never speaks to me that way, and then one day he may be having an off day, and I'm like, well, what?
Richard,
you don't love me anymore. And I'd be like, Davina, I'm just having a freaking bad day.
Lord, I wrote you.
You said you were going to do something and you didn't do it. Okay, babe, I'm sorry. Well, just don't do it again, and we'll have to have this conversation ever again.
What the fuck? It's going to be funny if you meet a man and he really sounds like that.
I'll be like,
did it to yourself.
I can't date you.
You did it to yourself. That's your Richard.
You know what?
You got to date him.
I can date him, but he can never listen to this show. I'm like, you were talking about me? Were you even knew me? Did you manifest me? What's happening?
Because that's exactly what happened. You freaking manifested that whole situation. Because you always do that when Richard's voice comes on.
Just sounds like a voice that a Richard would have.
A Richard Lawson would have.
A Richard Lawson would have. It sounds like his voice.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, just, you know, it could be, I honestly feel like if it's something that does not happen often, mm-hmm. when it does throw us for a loop. Like, did you meet somebody? And you trying to get out of it?
It's just mind boggling the way the woman mind thinks sometimes mm-hmm. in situations. It's very different from what men are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the good thing about men and women that makes us so attracted to each other. We're different, but so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
I think if men had the same emotions as females, which some men do, I'm not going to say mm-hmm. that they don't. I think, and then some women have the emotions of some men.
Of
so
dudes,
so
yeah.
Sometimes them relationships kind of work side by side. You get it?
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I like my feminine way.
Yeah. I think the only feminine way I have about me is going to get a manicure every week and a half.
That's fine. No worries. No worries. Yeah, the only masculine thing that The only masculine thing that Armar does that I do in front of him is getting on the elevator. He tries to let me get on first, and
yeah,
the answer is no.
Yeah, because you're scared of elevators.
Because I'm scared of elevators, yeah. So.
And you got to be by the door.
I have, as soon as it cracks open. Let me tell y'all, he tried to kill me a couple weeks ago.
Oh my God.
We get on the elevator, right? And he did not push the damn button, so we just sitting there. He tried to give me a panic.
We're not moving.
We're not moving. What is happening? Why? What is going on?
Oh, my bad. I didn't press the button.
He tried to kill me.
You almost had a panic attack.
I did almost.
You really did.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. It's okay. That wasn't right. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It wasn't done purposefully. It was not done purposefully, but no.
That was hilarious, though.
It was not funny.
It was hilarious.
It was not funny. Yeah, no, he tried to kill me.
So, you've been in a toxic relationship before. I've been in a toxic relationship mm-hmm. before. I'm sure the listener's been in toxic relationships before.
Mm-hmm.
They say toxic relationships have great sex. Do you agree with that?
I mean, shit, something got to be good in it. What the heck?
There got to be something to make us stay together.
Exactly.
So you think that's the glue that keeps the toxic together?
I think great sex holds people in things longer than they should be in them.
That is absolutely true. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Mm. Yeah, I think great sex holds a lot of people in toxic things.
In anything in together. Anything. In friendships and situationships. I just think that sex always makes things a little bit
And sex
cloudy.
Could be anything. It could be your pay. It could be, like, you could be in a toxic work environment, but if they paying you good enough, you're going to get you know your butt up and go to work every day to get that money.
Nah, I resigned. I was like, fuck that.
Okay.
The money ain't worth it. My peace of mind is worth it now.
That's fair.
Well, I was like, fuck.
That's fair.
Fuck the bag. I'll get another bag.
That's fair.
My mental health is more important.
That's fair. So,
but there's a study, though, going around that a lot of people are leaving jobs nowadays for their mental health. They're not staying
they're
around
definitely,
jobs. They're leaving them because jobs are taking advantage of them. The workloads. And this is mostly within salary.
Correct.
People who are paid by salary.
Correct.
They are leaving to get other jobs that has a better work life and a better scheduling.
Correct. I saw a meme that said when you're asking God, or not even God, but when you're hoping to get a new position for more money, you better ask for also that the environment, that work environment is good, because a healthy work environment can just make or break something.
Yep, just as important as a good salary. But yeah, that definitely makes sense, because my last job was, the environment was trash. People just stepping on each other's toes to look good for the bosses. I never understood that.
I'm gonna do
you
me.
You work hard. You're gonna see you regardless. Your work is gonna show.
I'm gonna do me, and either you like it or you don't.
That's listen. I think that's just that the new school way of doing things. People want to rise to the top so fast, so they kiss ass.
Oh, Herbert.
All right, y'all. We're going to be live on this Monday.
We
missed y'all. It's been 2 weeks. Yes, we missed y'all.
Yes, yes.
I promise y'all from this day forward that if one of us can't make it, one of us will come on for a while just to keep y'all company.
Just to say hey.
Just to make sure that we know, show y'all the love and support. For all our Patreon members, I don't know what's up with Patreon. I did like 2 videos and it's not posting. Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
I'm going to YouTube. I got a lot of stuff to do this weekend.
I'm having a hard time with that thing right there.
So. I'm going to look.
But I appreciate y'all supporting. Yeah. I just want to say thank y'all again for y'all support. New episodes get ready to come out tonight or
Monday.
If y'all have any topics y'all want us to discuss, please make sure y'all send us a DM or email.
And we're doing questions of the day, so make sure y'all answer these so we can talk about those.
That's right. And Instagram, make sure y'all gonna answer the questions so we can get into them.
Yeah.
We're gonna start questioning. I guess we can start questioning the day on TikTok too. I'll start doing a question of the day video. Get it started.
Okay.
That sounds like a plan. Okay. Giveaways are still coming. We
ain't at our number.
We had, I think we just approached 3.
We've been at 3.
We
need to get to 5. Find your ass. I thought that was Kathy Bates.
Yeah, so we are moving on. We had 350, we had 150 more to go.
We had 350?
350.
Oh, okay,
Once we get to 500, we're going to do the giveaway.
Don't look like Kathy Bates from a first quick glance.
Multiple anti-trans.
Just the picture, fool.
I wanted to read the headline.
The picture. Don't she look like Kathy Bates when you first glanced at it?
Who the hell is Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates, Misery, Tyler Perry. You went on. Kathy Bates.
The actress. The one that played in the white lady in Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah.
She drove the Cadillac.
Yeah. Okay, at quick glance?
Yeah, I got you.
Maybe it's the hair. Anyways, okay. Social media handle, because
HumbleKing79.
Yes.
I remember this time.
Okay, mine is Davina J Artistry. TikTok. Yes, TikTok.
Tims and Stilettos.
Facebook, Tims and Stilettos.
Patreon, Tims and Stilettos.
Yes, Tims and S on Twitter. Tims _Tim_Stilettos on Instagram. I think.
And that's everything.
And YouTube is Tim's and Stilettos.
That's right.
So,
thank y'all for the comments on YouTube too as well. We've been reading on the Life episode. We had a few comments on the Life episode. Thank y'all very much for the feedback. And we definitely read those.
Barmar is reading those. I ain't gonna even. I haven't seen them.
We see y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Shout out
yes.
to Ms. Jones.
Ms. Jones.
Yes. Poom Poom Chronicles. Oh. She just did a photo shoot. She came out. She had some dope pictures.
Yes.
Dope. She always gives us some love. Shout out.
I still ain't sent her her cup.
Just waiting.
And she, I think she be like, like every time I post a cup now, she be liking it. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta send this card. I'm gonna send, okay.
Just
it's gonna pop up in her. I got her address. I just gotta send it to her. It's gonna pop up in your mail sooner than you think, boo. All right, y'all. We will see you tonight.
Yes, we will.
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Oh, that's right. I see you made another one. OG United States Navy. Mm-hmm.
OG United States Navy.
Mm-hmm.
OG United States Navy. Oh, yes, yes. I'm like, what are you talking about?
The cup you made.
Well, the last one I made is the Minnie Mouse. That's the last one I did. Anyways, right, y'all. That's not the last one I made.
But I just said it put my fee. I just
thanks. All right, y'all. We didn't went off topic, and I have to
like always.
Peace out. So we love you so much, and as always, I am your favorite girl, Davina.
We got 8 minutes.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
My bladder don't have 8 minutes.
Oh well. I'll hold us down for 8 minutes while you run out. No. All right, y'all. This is the Tims and Tims and Stilettos.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm like, what? That is who you are. And we will talk to you later. Bye.
Our battery is about to explode.
Okay, great.